You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com. Shop now on tomboyx.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to JoJo Siwa Now with me, JoJo Siwa, an iHeartRadio podcast. Oh, happy freaking almost Valentine's Day. Or if you're listening to this podcast more than 2 or 3 days after it comes out, happy after Valentine's Day. Today, we are going to deep dive into one of the most loved and hated holidays that there is. Oh my gosh, Valentine's Day. See, here's the thing with Valentine's Day. I feel like if you are in a relationship, it has the potential to be the absolute best day of the year. Now, there are some cases, I've experienced this, where it can actually be the worst day of the year because you're expecting it to be the best and then it just comes tumbling down faster than you can hold on to it. But also, if you're not in a relationship, it's kind of a confusing day. And that's where I'm at this year. Now, don't get me wrong. I am definitely like out there this year. 2023, I was very much so like, yeah, I'm not talking to anybody. I am staying single. This year, I'm like, yo, let's find some love. That sounds fun. But I haven't done that yet by Valentine's Day. So that's that. But it's interesting. I have found that I enjoy Valentine's Day more not in a relationship. And that truly is just because my experience of Valentine's Day being in a relationship is a bit janky. And we will deep dive into that a little bit. I don't want to get too deep into it because it is a pretty dramatic story, but we'll get into that in the middle of this podcast at some point in time. But I will say, aside from that one Valentine's Day mishap, I do actually really, really think it is a fun holiday. I love seeing what people do for each other. I like celebrating it with people who I'm not in a relationship with, friends, family. I think that is something that is so cute that you can do. What do people do? Like their little galentines. I think it's fun. It can be a fun holiday. I remember when I was little, there was this one Valentine's Day where I was actually in Palm Springs with my grandma and grandpa, and it was just me, just my mom, and then it was actually my dad's parents. So it was my mom's in-laws, and so it wasn't like we were with her mom or her dad. It was the opposite side of the family. Anyways, Cupid came and brought me like this like cutie little like heart basket, and it was like a little teddy bear, and it was like fun because especially as a kid, you know, you don't even really know what Valentine's Day is or like what it's about. You just, you know, the Easter bunny comes and you go egg hunting and that's what Easter is, but you're like, what the heck is Valentine's Day about? And so for my grandparents and my mom to do that for me on Valentine's Day, it's one of those memories that's so interesting because I have no photos of it. My family and I, we never talk about it, but somehow it is actually like really deeply engraved in my memory, which is a little confusing because I feel like from the time I was younger, the only memories that I have are things like that I've seen on my mom's Facebook or that I've been told about. But that Valentine's Day memory is something that we never talk about. Tonight I want to talk to my mom about that and see if she remembers that the same way that I do. I mean, I was probably four, three. I was little. I was really, really little. But hey, man, it's deep, deep, deep engraved in my brain. I've actually had one Valentine's Day where I was in a relationship. I had two Valentine's Days. So one in the relationship, and then another one where I was talking to somebody, but it never went anywhere. But it was actually kind of like a cute vibe to like be like, we're celebrating Valentine's Day, we're each other's Valentine's, but we're not each other's Valentine's. Like it was like we're not, because like that'd be weird, but like we are, because like I think you're cool and you think I'm cool. It was a cute vibe. But I've only ever had one Valentine's Day where I was in a serious, serious relationship. And I think where I went wrong is I was expecting it to be the most magical day to freaking ever happen. And we were not going to be with each other in person, but we were, you know, of course, going to FaceTime and cook dinner together over the phone. And we had really cute plans. And yeah, it just came tumbling down really, really fast. And it's actually like a joke that we still talk about today, like of what a freaking hot mess Express and wreck it was. But I think just creating that expectation of like, oh, this day is going to be so big. I mean, I think I thought it was going to be like my wedding day or something. Like I was really, really to the nines. So for any first timers out there, if this is your first time being in a relationship for Valentine's Day, I can't tell you how to have a good one, but I can tell you how to avoid a bad one. And that is by overhyping it to be a super, super incredible one. Go in, have fun. It's Valentine's Day. It's meant to be light. It is not the biggest day of the year. It is not your anniversary. It is not your birthday. It is not Christmas. It is just Valentine's Day. It's a day to give some extra love. So if I could give any advice to any first timers out there going into your first relationship based Valentine's Day, just enjoy it. Don't try to make it something it doesn't need to be, because I've been there, I've done that, and I will never do that again. Also, if there's any people out there who have any advice for me, please be my guest. I need all the advice in the relationship world. For me this year, I feel like Valentine's Day, I'm actually going to be in Atlanta working. So who knows, maybe I'll go on a Tinder date or something. But actually, that's one thing that I'm going to do this whole topic. You'll hear about this next week, dating as a celebrity. It's very interesting. I can't actually have like dating app profiles because they see my name, they get deleted. And I put my driver's license in, I put my passport in, get deleted. God, I could literally give them my social security number and they'd be like, that's not you. And I'd be like, okay, I guess it's not. But yeah, we'll get into that next week. Enjoy that. That's gonna be a fun topic to deep dive on.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to Valentine's Day. This year, I'll be working. I feel like I'm going to like want to have a friend like come down to Atlanta to hang out with me or something. I don't know. I'm going to be there alone. My family will bop in and out, but because it's such a work-driven trip and I'll be there filming a bunch, it's kind of just like, eh, you know what? It's just like, let's all like, it's, I'm going to be living alone for the first time. It's going to be crazy. Oh, expect a podcast about that one when I get back. Ideally, my perfect Valentine's Day this year. Oh, man, if I could find a girlfriend in the next day and we could have a nice movie night, that would be my ideal Valentine's Day. But I can't. So let me just fantasize here for a second. All right, I'm just going to fantasize for a bit. I feel like my perfect Valentine's Day. Okay, you know what I've always wanted to do? Like a movie-based date. So like, I see people do it with Ratatouille all the time. I've actually never seen Ratatouille, so I can't speak on it. But I'm gonna use Elf as an example because I feel like a lot of people have seen Elf. I know the ins and outs of Elf. And so even though it's not like a love movie, just like stick with me here for a second. So we wake up in the morning and we watch the movie and we get inspired. Now, all the actions are activities are pre-planned. The meals are pre-planned, but we watch a movie in the morning to get inspired. So then, like, you know how he for breakfast and Elf has the spaghetti with all the like freaking candy and all that stuff on it. We would do that. You know what I mean? We would have that for breakfast. And then our day, you know, we would spend it in New York City. We'd go into the, we'd Google world's best coffee shop and we'd go there. We'd go, you know, into the bed store that like sells the mattresses and like go jump on them, just like get kicked out for fun and like make a memory. We'd Frogger across all of the streets to like, that's what he did in the movie. You know what I mean? Go around revolving doors because that's how he was. We'd do like, just like, funny things that like you could do that like was in the movie to have like a full day inspired by the movie, right? And then eat all the food again. So like in that meal, they had another spaghetti dinner, but this time it was good spaghetti with, I think, Dr. Pepper, right? So we'd go out for like fancy dinner, get some fancy spaghetti, and then have some Dr. Pepper with it. You know what I mean? Just like really live it up. And then we go home at night. We cuddle up. We cozy up. And what do? We watch the movie again. Now, reason being we watch the movie again is because think about while watching the movie, the laughs that we would have about ourselves being idiots throughout the day, like having those moments. You know what I mean? We'd see him eat the breakfast and be like, oh my God, that was so gross this morning. Ha ha. And it'd be so cute, so fun and so cuddly. Obviously, Elf is a very, very random movie to do it with, but it was just so easy to give the visual concept while you're probably just listening to this. But you get what I mean. And I think it would be so cute, so fun. I've yet to do that. I think that'd be a perfect date. Look, even if it's not Valentine's Day, because odds are with the track that I'm on right now, not going to have a girl by Valentine's Day, but that would just be a cute date to do throughout any time of the year. And I feel like that's something that like you can only do in your 20s. I mean, I feel like you could do it. It would just be weird if my parents did it. You know what I mean? And my parents are... God, my mom is 49. She just turned 49. And my dad is 53. I think he just turned 53. Maybe 54. I don't know. But so that would be something that like, I would be like, all right, why are y'all recreating out for a date night? Like, that's strange. But live your life. If that's your vibe, live it up. But I feel like that's my perfect Valentine's Day. I feel like it is a day you do got to go above and beyond if you're in a relationship and do something like that. Like, I feel like that is a pretty extravagant adventure. But if you don't like to go above and beyond, I feel like just a nice, sweet day cooking together, baking together. Oh my God, another cute one would be like, if for a Valentine's Day gift, I got my significant other or whoever got their significant other, like these like cutie little baking outfits and then a bunch of stuff to bake, like get muffin mix and cookies and cakes and like all day long you are just baking. You're baking as much stuff as you possibly can, right? Cookies, cupcakes, cakes, muffins, everything you can think of, brownies, freaking all of the above, Rice Krispie treats. Oh my gosh. Like think of baskets you can make, right? And then you just have fun making it all day long. You're eating it all day long. You're having fun with it all day long. You're listening to fun music all day long. And then after you could eat it, you could take it to like, you could take it to a shelter and donate. You could take it to a fire station. You could do something good with it. Man, I need these dates to happen. If my future girlfriend is listening to this, dear future girlfriend, here's a few things you need to... If my future girlfriend's listening to this, those are the dates that I want to go on. Oh, boy. I will say one Valentine's Day, this is the same one that was a little bit strange, but I got actually one of the best Valentine's Day gifts from the person I was dating at this time. It was Lady Gaga Oreos. There was a lot in the Valentine's Day package, but the Lady Gaga Oreos, oh my God, were so good. So the story was, I was in Canada actually, and so they didn't make them and they were exclusive only in America. And so she went out and bought them for me and shipped them to me, and it was freaking awesome. That was for sure the best Valentine's Day gift that I've ever received. Oh, lies. I take that back. I think Ezra got his tattoo for Valentine's Day, no? It so was for Valentine's Day. Okay, so we were on tour, and this was in 2022. And Ezra at the time, I mean, we were very, very, very close. And the thing about Ezra is him and I have a very, very, very special relationship. It's a very interesting, unconditional love that I think no matter what we go through in life, and I mean, I think he would probably say the same thing, we will always unconditionally love each other no matter what. And anyways, so go back to 2022 Valentine's Day. He was my Valentine and we lived it up. Like, we are both gay as gay can be, but we, you would have thought we were married for the day. Anyways, he loses all his things. And so for him, I got him like 8 air tags and all the different holders and like things to put it on, and then some like cutie candy and some cutie fidget toys because he was fidgeting with everything at the time. And so just like some cutie things that he needs. And he comes up to me and he was like, I have to just show you what I got you. You don't get to keep it, but I have to show it to you. And he had gotten my logo tattooed in white on his, I believe it's on his left leg, right above his kneecap. It might be on his right leg. And now it's, I'm stuck, quite literally stuck on him. And that, I mean, it was just so special. Like, what are, like, that's something that you only do for someone that you know is going to be around for forever. And that is something that I will forever cherish. And that was a sweet memory. He did it while we were out on tour. And it was just cute. I remember the day he showed it to me, and then the healing process and his scabbing. And then he had this like bright red version of my logo. And then it ended up being really cool. It's a white tattoo. That was a very special Valentine's, I guess. So I'll give that one to Ezra. There are actually JoJo like Valentines out there. JoJo Siwa branded kids Valentines. There's a bunch of different ones. There's these little gummy rings that you can put in like Valentine's Day boxes. There's cards. There's been like the things that you take to school, you know, where it's like pencil pack and stuff like that. There's a bunch of different JoJo Valentine's Day cards. And that is one of the products actually that when I saw it in stores for the first time, I was like, dang, my face is on that too. Like, that's, he's like, I never knew what my face was going to be on. I know that sounds very, very strange, but the way that it was all structured, a lot of times products would come out in stores and I would be seeing them for the first time, which at first was something that made me very upset. But then once I realized kind of the scale that things were on, I realized, oh, there's just like no way they could be like, hey, here's every single thing we're doing. And so seeing the JoJo Valentines for the first time was very interesting. I mean, it was kind of like when I saw the Band-Aids for the first time, or there was like these like crunch packs, which is a like lunch kit type of thing that has apples, fruit snacks, and animal crackers. There's like a little JoJo's juice, like energy drink or vitamin drink can. There's so many crazy JoJo products, but I feel like there's like those very certain ones that I was just like, dang, we really did that. Like, that's pretty wild. Like seeing the SpongeBob and Mickey Mouse and JoJo Valentines. That was something that was very strange for me to wrap my head around. And what was always crazy to me, and I did this with all of my products, is I would go into the store and I would see them and I would compare it to what was next to it. So just say my doll was next to an Elsa doll, I would take note of like, whoa, there's one JoJo doll left. And a lot of times, I mean, I'm not gonna say that about Elsa specifically, because Elsa obviously is still selling today. She sells very, very well. But normally whatever I was next to, there was a lot more of. And I noticed that with Halloween costumes And the Valentines, I noticed that with, there was a lot of everything that was next to it, but only one or two JoJo Valentines left. And so every time I was at the store, I'd buy them because I just like, if there's only one or two, like, I want to have one. I want to play. I feel like this year I need people to give Valentines to. I could give them to the people that I'll be working with. That'd be cute. I could make everyone like a cute little Valentine. Wait, I think I'm going to do that. That'd be such a fun project too for me to do for the first few weeks while I'm in Atlanta. Yes, that's happening. That is happening. That is abso-freaking-lutely happening.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
If I was a kid right now and I could go to the store and pick out a Valentine and make it like for my classroom. Oh my God, that's freaking precious. I remember I don't think I ever got to for school, but I think I remember my brother doing it. And I got to for dance. Like, you know how like in classes, like in school, in grade school, you take it to like your class and you have your little box that you make with the little hole in it and then you pass them out and you get some. That is one of those things about school that I always was like, oh, my brother gets to do that and I don't. Like, I always thought that was cute. But then I always got to with dance, and at the dance studio, we always did a Valentine's exchange like that. If I was a kid now, oh my gosh, I would go so full out. Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy one day, and my babies, they have no clue what they were getting themselves into. I saw this Instagram post that was like a breakfast charcuterie board. And I was like, oh, Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy will be waking up to a breakfast charcuterie board every single morning. I cannot wait for it. If anyone doesn't know, Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy are my future children one day. I talk about them all the time. People in my life at first were like, oh, Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy, like, this is a hilarious joke. But then they realized like, oh, wait, she's not kidding. I was like, no, I'm not kidding at all. So yeah, Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy are my pretend babies. Freddie's a girl. Eddie and Teddy are twin boys. And one day they will be here. But those kids, oh my God, they're going to have the most full-out Valentine's Day boxes. No Valentine's. No dating. I think I'll let my kids date when they're like... You know what? Here's when I'll let my kids date. When they are mature enough, not old enough, when they are mature enough to make a good decision about who they want to spend a lot of their time with. If you are 13 and there is another good kid influence around you that you want to hang out with a bunch, live your life. But if you're 13 and there is a bad kid that you're like, man, this person's hot, whether it's girl, boy, I don't care. I don't care who my kids end up with. But if they're like, oh, this kid's hot, I like him, he's a bad person, this is great. No, that's not happening. That's not happening. If Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy can make a good decision at a young age, that's fine. Go for it. Have fun. Live your life. Be smart. Call me when you need me. But if they can't, that's how I'm going to base things. I'm going to base things with Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy when they're mature enough. Same thing with like getting a phone when you're mature enough. I should just do a whole podcast about the future of my momhood. Because then in a few years, I could make a podcast listening back and probably laughing at myself. Oh my God, that's actually great. I fully want to do that. That'd be so fun. I will say a fun part about Valentine's Day is it is a great time of the year for the best love movies. I specifically am a rom-com girl. One of my favorite freaking movies in the whole world is Just Go With It. If you've never seen this movie with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler, you are freaking missing out. That movie, and then there's a murder mystery series, Murder Mystery 1 and Murder Mystery 2. Both of those are amazing. Those ones also have Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler in it. Personally, Just Go With It, I think, is the funniest movie literally ever made. I watched it for the very first time with two of my best friends on a cruise ship, and I was hooked. Got my family into it. I used to watch it every night before I fell asleep. Like, that movie, top tier movie. If I could give you any advice on what movie to watch for Valentine's Day, that's the winner. That would actually be a great one to recreate as a date. They do a lot of fun stuff in that. They go to like places like, it's like their version of like a Chuck E. Cheese. They go like swimming in a lake. They go, that would be so fun. They go to freaking Hawaii to swim with dolphins or something. Future girlfriend, we're recreating Just Go With It, because then that means I get to watch a movie twice in one day, and that's my freaking dream. Aside from movies, music also becomes really, really popular amongst this holiday. I feel like amongst all holidays, Halloween rolls around and you got all the Halloween songs. Christmas rolls around, you got all the Christmas songs. Valentine's Day rolls around and you do got all the love songs that come in. Personally, my favorite love songs are Love of My Life by Queen. I love that song. It's a little dramatic, but I love it. And Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy. Ah, both of those songs are just so good. Queen is so good. Also, G Flip. Anyone who knows me knows how fucking obsessed I am with my drum teacher. G Flip is the coolest artist literally in the world. I could hype them up every day of my life. I do hype them up every day of my life. My poor parents have to hear it all the time. They just released a cover of them singing with on Triple J of them singing Cruel Summer. Oh my God, it is so good. So G is non-binary and they are married to Chriselle from Selling Sunset, and they are the best married couple literally ever. I look at their relationship and I freaking idolize them both. I mean, they're both amazing people. Gotten to know them both and they're both just phenomenal. I mean, I literally could gush over them for my whole life and never get tired of it, never get bored of it. Anyways, my poor parents have to hear about it all the time. They released a cover of Cruel Summer, and I feel like that actually might be like my Valentine's Day hit of the year. It's just, oh, it's so good. They made it, this is the rampage that I was starting to go on. They're non-binary, and so they made it a version, a very queer version of the song. You know, it talks about female instead of male. It is so good. They changed that one lyric. She looks so pretty like a devil, it's cruel. And they made it, she looks up grinning like the devil. Oh my God, it's so hot. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch it. Went freaking viral can be, as it should. But yeah, I feel like Chriselle and G are truly a couple that I really, really, really look up to. I think their relationship just feels very genuine, and I think that's something that's tricky to tell sometimes with celebrities. I mean, you look at celebrities and you're like, is your relationship real? Is it not? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you fake? I feel like you see so many celebrities and you're like, man, they have the best relationship ever. Boom, bam, next day some dramatic news article comes out and it's like, wait, what? I thought y'all were the happiest humans ever. And so it's getting harder and harder to tell off of social media, like, who I would really, really want to be like. I mean, I have a lot of best friends who are in very good relationships. I have Rachel and Abby, who's in an incredible relationship with each other. My brother is also dating an incredible girl. My brother, Jaden, her name is also Abby. Different Abby. Do not get them confused. But I feel like I look to my family for like good relationship influences. I definitely have been in few relationships and I've been very public about them, and I have also been in that position of like, hey, here's me in the happiest relationship ever, when really behind closed doors it wasn't. And I think that's something that you just kind of got to take for what it's worth, is know that sometimes the people who look the happiest truly are not. And so don't let social media cloud your judgment on, oh, these people look so happy, I'm not happy, what is this, I'm Nah, you're only seeing what they want to show you on Instagram and on TikTok. I've been in that position. I've been that person. I will never be again. My goal is to keep future relationships as private can be. I know they're going to be public just because I'm very, very, very public. But at some point, I feel like I gotta rein it in. I feel like I like casting my fish hook as far out into the ocean as humanly possible. And now I'm like reeling it in so hard, but like my right arm's getting tired. So I gotta like hold it awkwardly and do it with my left arm, but I'm still reeling it in. That's how I feel like with relationships. But it's fun. It's entertaining. If you'd like to wrap up this podcast, I should let you all in on a little secret on who my dream Valentine is. Believe it or not, I have about 72 of them. I'm going through a phase this year. I don't know what it is. I'm very much so like, I think everybody in the freaking world this year is just like so perfect, so beautiful, so amazing. So I'm a little bit all over the place, but ideally, my dream Valentine, of course, Billie Eilish. It's Billie Eilish, but it's Billie Eilish. Of course, Miley Cyrus. Amazing. Look, I'm gonna say G Flip and Chrishell. I don't want either of them to be my Valentine. That's such a lie. But you know what I want? I want to spend Valentine's Day with them. Maybe it's with binoculars on from a mile away and they don't know that I'm there, but like, I just feel like they would have the most perfect Valentine's Day. They have each other as their Valentine and I want them to live their life and have the best day together, but I just want to witness it. Like, what does a dream Valentine's Day look like? Because I feel like they have it. Oh, that'd be amazing. Aside from that, I feel like just friends this year. I feel like friends are my vibe for Valentine's Day. Maybe Starzy, my puppy. Starzy can be my Valentine. Who knows? I got a whole 24 hours before the day starts. I could go find somebody quick. You know, I saw this thing that's like, do a bunch of dates, tell a bunch of people to show up to this one place. Don't tell them that it's you, yada, yada, yada. And then you show up and you have your own personal bachelorette. I was like, maybe I'll do that this year. Who knows? We'll find somebody. I got 24 hours. I'm going to stop talking now and I'm going to go find myself a Valentine. I'm kidding. I'm not. I'm going to stop talking now and we all know what I'm going to do. I'm going to check my phone. I'm going to get some water and then I'm probably going to go play the drums. That's basically what I do all day, every day now is play the drums. I love y'all. Thank you so much for listening to JoJo Siwa Now. I hope you have truly a phenomenal Valentine's Day. If it's not a good one, don't worry. It rolls around every single year. Same day every year. You're going to be fine. You're going to have another one. I've had a few since my shitty one. And look at me. I'm still here. I'm still standing. The day goes on. And if you have a good Valentine's Day, I'm so proud of you. I hope it was the best day ever. Enjoy it. Enjoy being happy. Find something to smile about. I love y'all. And I'll see you next time, or I'll talk to you next time. You'll listen to me next time. I don't know. Probably won't see me though, because it is a podcast. Deuces. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at JoJo Siwa Now Podcast. Be sure to write us a review, and maybe if you're feeling it, leave us 5 stars. I'll see you next week.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more.
more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.